weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
As you've been hearing, Cambridge Junction is to receive over £2.5 million from Arts Council England. I'm pleased to say I'm joined on the line by the director of the Junction, Daniel Bryan. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hi, Julian. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. You must be rather cheery yourself, I would have thought, this afternoon following this news.
I'm super pleased. You know, it's a really great thing to be part of the national portfolio, and we're delighted that we're one of the organisations. I must say, though, your news item was slightly wrong. We're not the only organisation in Cambridge, but we're the only performing arts venue in Cambridge.
Okay, a little rider onto that then, in which case. Well, I'm happy to put that record straight on that. What other sorts of organisations around the UK might also be designated as one of these national portfolio organisations?
Well, there's around 800 organisations, and they range from really small little theatre companies to super large venues. So the National Theatre, right down to local companies. In Cambridge, we have NIE, who are one of the local companies who've received support, for instance.
Right. It sounds, on the face of it, £2.5 million, even spread over the 4 years, which I think it's going to be paid, sounds an awful lot of money. Is it?
It does sound a lot, and we're super grateful for it, and it helps us do what we need to do. But we are an organisation which has a works on a tight belt, so it is actually the money that we need to keep our buildings open, to support the artists that we work with, and to work with the artists, with the audiences that we have in Cambridge. So it feels like a lot, but it's actually what we need to keep going.
I would assume that you've received previous amounts from the Arts Council, and we hear a lot about pressure on funding for lots of organisations, but obviously I'm thinking of the Arts Council in particular at this time. How does it compare to what you might have received in previous grants?
Well, a lot of organisations around the country have been given standstill funding, so they've been given the same amount again. We're lucky that we've had an increase of 9%, so around 50,000 a year more, and that's very specifically earmarked for an initiative which will develop artists and producers in our region. So we've got a little bit more, but we have to do a little bit more with it.
So what happens? Do you say to them, well, we'd like to do this, can we have some more money? Or does it work the other way around and they say, well, we'll give you this money, but this is particularly what we want you to spend it on?
No, you have to pitch for it. So we said that we thought we had the skills and the expertise and the networks to do something particular, and they've agreed with us, and they've given us the money for it. Of course, you have to meet the objectives of the Arts Council, and they have particular interests in excellence in art, but also art for everybody. So you have to explain to them how you're going to meet those objectives.
And what sort of things will the public see from that? Will there be particular productions or maybe thematic sessions and works that they'll be able to actually physically come along and see themselves?
The uplift thing, we're really interested in working with independent producers who have particular expertise in special areas of practice. So a good example of the sort of thing that we might do is, in the last couple of years, we've been supporting something called the Akbab Festival, which is a festival of Arabic music, and we've worked with an independent producer called Gil Karpus on that, and it's been a really good project because it's introduced new audiences to Cambridge, but also new types of music to Cambridge. So it's those sorts of things that we should see coming out of this programme.
So the sort of thing that really enriches what's an already wide selection of performance arts of a Junction.
It's really a chance for us to support some different things that we might not normally do, and which is why it's super exciting, because it's new money to do new things. And the good thing about the way we've structured it, I hope, is that it's good for audiences, but it's also really good for the artists. So there will be some extra money in there which helps artists make new work, and that's something that we're really excited about.
And I know it's always difficult and the belts being tightened. Is there, generally, when you take this into account and perhaps other funding that you receive, both in the form of grants and just people coming through the door and paying for a ticket to see a performance that they're interested in, do you have enough to do? You never have enough to do everything you want to do, but do you have, if you like, almost enough to be able to put on the type of programmes that we've been used to in recent years?
I mean, we've been doing well in the last few years that we've made the most of the money we have. But it is tight. We're a charity, so every penny that we get makes a difference. We're also a social enterprise, so we're earning over more than 50% of our income, and we're reinvesting it back into the program. There's a lot of things that we do that people don't see. So, of course, people know about the things that we put on our stages, but we also do a whole range of things, ranging from an arts club for young disabled people right to and through to a theatre club for young people. We have apprentices here who they cost a lot of money to train. So there's a whole lot of stuff that we do which people don't see, which we need a lot of money to make happen. And so the money we have is great, but we could always do more. And one of the fantastic things that we're finding at the moment is that audiences are making donations to us, even if it's just £10 or £20. And those donations are feeding into some of the things we do, especially around working with young people.
Oh, that's very good news. Well, Daniel, thank you as always. Really good to speak to you. And I'm sure that £2.5 million from the Arts Council will be spent very wisely indeed.
Thank you, Julian. Thanks for the time to talk about it.
Thanks as always, Daniel. Thank you. Goodbye. Daniel Bryan, who is the director of the Cambridge Junction, on the news there that they're going to be receiving £2.5 million from Arts Council England.